At the National Biodiesel Conference, things are wrapping up here as we're in our final day. And to wrap up our online coverage of the event, I'm speaking here with Donnell. Donnell, first of all, why don't you just give us a little bit of a synopsis? How have things gone from NBB's perspective, and what was attendance like this year, for example?
We're very pleased with the conference overall. It's our eighth annual conference. Each one seems to get better than the last. The sessions were spectacular. We had about 1,100 people in attendance this year. Had a great exhibit floor. Lots of interaction there. A lot of people making connections, and just turned out great for us. We're very pleased.
I know whether it was in the hallways or the receptions or even back when I've been over to my hotel, I've seen people in little groups sitting around with notebooks out. It looks like there's some work getting done here.
Absolutely, and that's very important for our industry. It's been a tough year for us, and we've made a lot of allowances here in the conference to provide time to network individually and in groups. I know there's a lot of companies having dinners and receptions out after hours. I think it's pretty much a 24-hour-a-day project here for a lot of these people. So.
And well, and thanks for having it in a warm location this winter, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that. It was 25 degrees here in Phoenix the morning we arrived, but it's been wonderful weather ever since. And here we are all going and heading back to the Midwest to snow and cold.
That's right. Well, I know that the membership for the National Biodiesel Board had its annual membership meeting. Anything there that came out of the work of the members in terms of looking at their new year?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very important meeting we have. It's a busy time, but our members do set aside time. This is the meeting we annually work on our program plan, which is a list of projects and initiatives that we need to take on starting this fall. And our members work through that process with us through electronic surveys and prioritization. There's always need for more work than we can afford to do. And so that process culminated with our membership meeting yesterday, where the members approved a final plan that we can now go out and begin executing.
So that's kind of like the blueprint or marching orders, if you will, for the staff to enact the business then.
Yeah, absolutely. More kind of like a playbook, so to mm-hmm. speak, for us to execute initiatives all across the board, whether it's market development, whether it's technical projects, obviously governmental affairs, public policy mm-hmm. initiatives, all of that's encompassed in that. And we're very glad we can get that input from the membership, from the industry, to help make that the best that it can be.
Well, I'm just going to guess that, especially on the policy side, really important this year as we look at, you know, we did get an extension, but, you know, temporary one on the tax credit, for example. So a lot of work still being done in that area.
Absolutely. The tax credit is a key component, but as we've talked a lot this week, the RFS2 establishes a kind of a level of demand for the product moving forward as the government embraces ours specifically a renewable fuel and biodiesel. And so that's going to be a huge thing. It's just now kicking in for our member producers, and so there's a lot of excitement about that. And that's probably going to be almost more of a cornerstone for us from a public policy standpoint moving forward, even more so than maybe the tax credit.
Well, let's look to next year. We're going to be southerly located again, right?
Well, we kind of try to make a habit of that in February. It's always nice to have that on the calendar to know in February you're going to get away to a nice warm place. So next year we're going to return actually to Orlando, Florida, and we're looking forward to that as well.
All right. Well, I'm sure planning's already in progress for next year's National Biodiesel Conference. Well, we're closing out this one here in 2011 from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.